Well, we tried them all, the babbling brooks, the cooks and the cuckoos. Between them and willful murderers, there's not a lot to choose. Oh, we get them every season and are more or less resigned when riding in for Tucker to hear the cook has pulled his time. For the flour's always weevily and the beef is always tough, and no matter what the wages are, or they never are enough. They growl about the water and they moan about the wood, and no matter where you make the camp, it's never any good. Grizzling sounds like. The offsider's always lazy and the men eat twice as much as any other blokes they've met, and you're just a such and such. Oh, the beef is always undercooked, the spuds are hard as hell, and what they put in rissoles would be really hard to tell. Oh, there isn't any picnic when your bullocks rush all night to come riding in when daybreak puts the shadows all to flight. To find the billy cans are cold and the beef all boiled to rags, and when you've had your say, old mate, the cook has rolled his swag. Hey. We only had one decent cook, he made bread like a dream. He made us soup and puddings with some buns for in between. He never moaned, he never groaned, for 2 days was content, till we asked for second helpings, then the barmaid snatched his rent. So now I've kind of had it, and when the season's through again, you may look among the ringers, but you'll look for me in vain. For I'm sending to the city for a Mrs. Beaton's book, and next year I'll get my own back from going out as cook. For we get them every season and I'm more or less resigned when riding in for Tucker to hear the cook has pulled his time.